Cha cha cha. Oh yay. We got some. Okay. Let's stop screaming.
May the fourth be with you.
May the fourth be with you.
May the fourth.
Yeah. Well, let's see if I can mute this. Oh, here we go. This works. Let me get the volume up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, welcome to May the 4th. You made it to the 4th. No, I was thinking about that. There's a force in our universe. It's called consciousness. It could be an individual or the mass. And you learn how to do the mass. Learn how to read from it, interact with it. It's kind of like the force. Totally different is, well, actually, no difference. You get consequences. So you got both dark and light at the same time. So there's certain things you can do, cannot do. And there's certain things you cannot shut off or you didn't learn how to. So you'd be doing something and it will repeat, become repetitive. And the interaction with the world is they keep doing it. Everybody else will keep doing the same thing unconsciously. And you get the cause and effect of it. And yeah, it's very, very, very deep. So there is that. I know. Oh, I know. Things happen. Do things happen to you repeatedly? Then you just know. It's like, okay. I unconsciously give a thought, I want to do this, and everybody who have a receptor, instead of forecasting, majority of people are receptive, so become receptive, they heard it, it's like, oh, I guess I gotta do this too. Happens a lot, especially in the parking lot. There we go, parking lots, and you get out on this, like, boom. Five people want to either get in your space, in some other space, or they backing out or they come going in. So, like, what are you guys doing? Hey, what are you doing? That happens a lot. It's unconscious. Or subconscious. Who knows? I'm not the expert. But I know there is that part of it. And we can call it the real force. No, I can't give out.
Listen to this podcast, you will.
No, that's terrible. That's terrible. I used to be able to do yoga. Not anymore. I lost it.
Take your vitamins, you will.
No, that sounds like even but no, can't do that anymore. Never practiced. I used to make prank phone calls to friends. Get a kick out of it. Hopefully this don't make you go pee. Taking my vitamin B. And I forgot to drink a glass of water before I chat, before I do my podcast. It helps. Definitely. Oh, right. What are we going to do today? Everybody's going to be made food. And by the end of the day, we're like, oh my God, I hate Star Wars. Now you know. You'll love it again. Will there be a new story? I don't know. But I hope Obi-Wan comes out soon. I don't know if it's out already. I'd like to see it. I like Obi-Wan. This Obi-2. Would it be Obi-2? No, like R2-D2. Obi-2. Oh boy. Yeah, it's like one of those days. So what else is news? News. There's a Dave Chappelle got attacked, but they kicked the crap out of him. Holy cow. Yeah, you don't do that. You get kicked. War continues. And this whole thing continues. Everything's falling. That rate hike since .com bust. Uh-oh. Going to crap out our current thing. Thing. It's going to crap out. And all this stuff is going to fall apart. Even the big people. I've noticed all the leaders, like the big, but not the big guys, but the minions. Underneath, like number twos and number threes. After a while, they lie, they do the part, can't get power, and like, they start looking like Palpatine. Yo, what's up with that, man? Why are you guys looking Palpatine, man? What's going on? I mean, look at Hilly. Look at Hilly's eyes, man. It's like, oh, I won. I was like, all these people, they have the same look. So, did Lucas channel that? I know he channeled. That's what I heard. The deep end of things, the conversation. They channel stuff. Him and the other guy. They channel things and they get this info. I'm guessing they came from somewhere. What we call the Akashic Records, which surrounds the Earth. With the history information in the etheric field that you can go in and figure it out and bring it back down. Did they get that? Did they actually? So did the Star Wars actually happen? Like the original one? The original, the three? Or was that 4, 5, 6? Was that a real event? Or previous civilization on Earth? Or not off Earth? It came to Earth to rebuild. And which side? It's the dark side, it's the light side. We don't know. Did he? So they channeled. I don't know that, but Palpatine thing. It just, how'd they figure that you have this around their eyes? This look. Holy cow. You can see it's using the Clearview AI, which is from China. Facial recognition standards adopted by Russians that are analyzed. Joining on database of billions of face image that scraped from the internet without any consent. Yeah. Oh, nice. Great. What are they doing? Damn it. Anyway. It's a NATO thing with this thing and this Star War. I don't know what they're doing. It's like, no, we have to think. Say, how do you get through that bypass? Get through it. It would take a little bit longer than most people think, because we're so instant. Everything we want, like within seconds. This thing's gonna drag out. Bed's gonna drag out. Just not exactly sure. How long? We don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. So, in that case, do your thing. Live. Observe. Maybe there's a chance of something. It was chance or opportunities, right? But do it ethically. Ethical opportunities. So is there. Just have to look at it like, hey, I bet you they need this kind of thing. I can make them. And you got it. So the word of a story. I'm not sure my friend works here. Because they make it into a condo. I'm not exactly sure. It's still a hotel. Was it just like hotel on the bottom and condos on top? And they did that for years. Were like superstars or sports star. They were about the penthouses and the rest living downstairs. First couple floors. So I don't know if the hotel's still there. I'm guessing my friend's still working. Which, by the way, he taught me how to make perfect French fries, like gourmet French fries. How do you do it? Well, like temperatures, first round is this temperature. You know, if you're gonna do air fry, do the same thing. It's temperature. Let it out, let it sit for a little bit. Cool off a little bit, then pull it back at that temperature. Every time I tried it, it's like, oh, this is the best fries from fresh potatoes. Genius. And boy, and fries. Let me see. That's what this is yesterday. So why ever not to use this paper for a couple of days? McDonald's lost 127. Because they sanctioned. Why? Why do it? Why there? Why? And what's going on with these plants? Processing plants go on fire. So who's starting it? And what's the purpose? Now, like yesterday, I went to see if I can. I actually got a Chobani Oats, another one in the fridge. But I just like, oh, I forgot. Like, you know, I need to get something. Went out, didn't find nothing. Oat, regular milk is just empty. But oat, like, uh-oh, shortage? I mean, I'll drink anything. I'll drink black coffee. It's fine. I'm okay with it. But once in a while, I like to have a creamy coffee. You know, sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. So either you have Almond Joy or Melt. I know. So the same thing with coffee. At least sometimes I like it black, but sometimes I like it with creamer. It's like, oh, okay. It's one of those days. Midlife crisis. Why is Porsche 911 a midlife crisis? You know what, that car just drives really nice. So, ...1973. Wow, RS 2.7. For sale, 210 horsepower. That's not bad. I won't get one. No, I'm a JDM dude. I love Porsches. Now, in the simulators, I drive a lot of Porsches. I like them. They're fun, but I like my JDMs. What's JDM? Japanese domestic market. You guys don't know. That's what it is. Yeah. Wait a second. Paul Stanley is selling his Corvette. It's auction. Why is he auctioning? I guess he doesn't like it. Or is it, this is like Ferrari. Let me get a Ferrari instead. But his guitar is up. Also. Paul Stanley's, what is this, the car? Because they put a picture with his guitar in it. Like, hey, I don't know. I like that guitar. The winning bidder also get an autographed copy of Stanley iconic Ibanez PS120 signature guitar. That's nice. That's nice. Nice, nice. Jeez. Is that it? Today? Holy cow. What's in the tech? I don't know what's in the tech. There's a new color for iPhone 14. I saw videos. I didn't get into it. It's like, oh, find out what it is. It's like purple. Like, purple? Can we get the iridescence? Can we get the iridescent white? Would that be great if iPhone had an iridescent color? Like a sheet, you can get a special order, right? Just iridescent. Not cover, actual thing. I'll be like, yeah. But no, we're Apple, we want to make it. Yeah. It's not about the looks, but it is about the looks. It's about the simplistic look, but not really. It's not that simple. But they still got the notch. I'm just wondering why they don't do... Why don't they take the top with the square, with the notches, expand it to the other side. So when you put the phone down, go click, 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 click. Like, I have a cover for it, so mine doesn't do it. But you know, when you click, 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 click. Oh, the pain in the butt. That is. No. Like, why can't this be flat? Flat. Like your previous ones. Why? I'm screaming, yelling, and yeah. My Sony phone. Oh, finally got the Soda operating system to work. But anyway, Sony's flat. Flat. So I got this OmniRum thing to work. That got Starbucks app to work. Didn't work on previous ones. Lineage OS, it doesn't work with that one. Like, but my stereo mic that I got for this phone doesn't work. So that means I probably have to get a different. I'll see if I can wire them differently. Can hook that mic to my camera or something. Or something else. Or get another one of these. Just use it for recording only. But it works. Everything works. Don't like that search bar. I can't get rid of it. It's there. It doesn't work. When I click on it, nothing happens. Can't search. I press longer, nothing happens. So it's like just yeah. Other than that, it's great. That's fast. It's a good operating system. If you want to look for it, if I put Well, you don't need Xperia phones. You don't need a Sony phone for that. I don't think. Let me see. Let me see the ROMs. Let me see. Where is it? Lineage OS. Nope, that's not it. Crap. Oh, okay. There we go. Well, actually, this is not OmniRun. This is called the Explosive Lobster. So it's Android 11. So that's great. Works. Fine. Everything works. But the phone I got, the X Compact, there's a serious problem with the antennas. It just doesn't want to pick up certain things. it could be that because I'm using Ting. Ting rides off like AT&T and T-Mobile. It's mostly T-Mobile. So the signal's not that great. It comes in, comes out. And the location I'm in, it's a weird spot. Like Wi-Fi, everything, it just goes all whack. You look at the trees. I look at the trees, plants, how they grow, direction they go. There's a vortex nearby. I'm thinking like there's a ley line nearby too. I don't know how many feet, how many meters, how many, maybe a mile, but it's close. And so it's freaking screwing with everything. But anyway, lobster, explosive lobster, ESLP. It works. Just the stupid search bar can get rid of that. Oh, you gotta install Google. Install Google Apps and then you gotta cancel it. Like, I don't want to do that. It's got the Google Play built inside. So it's talking back to Google. So there's no way you can get around it. I know there are a lot of people say, we got the security phone, and they put the ROMs. You know, there's a graphing OS for Google Phone, which makes no sense because Google Phone, Google has a chip and it talks back. Even that's disabled, you get a, say something like, Lineage OS or the Omni OS. You still need bits and pieces. So you still get a talk back anyway. Yeah. Well, my thing is, I like to screw around with ROMs. I don't care. I don't care if they got it. Whoever, they see what I'm doing, what they don't, whatever. You go to dossier. Like, oh, I don't care. I care about just being careful around little people. I see a few of them. They just sit in their like, coffee shop. They look around. Then they start pointing their phone to some direction. I don't know what kind of stuff they got. And they're grabbing all the information. They're hacking. Like, hey, don't, you know. Be aware of that. So a good thing sometimes, it just, you know, you have a glove compartment, glove box somewhere on your car. Put your phone in airplane mode and just drop it in there. And just go do the shopping without a phone. If someone needs to contact you, say, hey, leave a message. That's it. That's the best policy. You don't know. I don't know. Let me see. There's a Final Fantasy vendor. What? Vendor strat. How much? Holy shit. Sorry. I didn't say the S-H-S-H-C-H. So it's okay. Yeah. 3,500. Better be a really, really good fender. Fender's been doing this fantasy stuff. Fantasy thing. If I get a Fender, I get the white one. Traditional. Standard. No, I never get those. I will never get those fantasy ones. It's just too much. It's like, did you buy it because it's looks really cool? If you're a good guitar player, you buy it. Okay. If you're a touring musician, you buy it. Yeah. Okay. But if you're just a regular person, what do I need one of these for? You're going to hang on the wall? Like, I kind of feel bad because my acoustic guitar has been sitting up there for a long time and then touch it. I should play those. But I just didn't, I don't know. I don't feel it anymore. There's no urgency for me to learn songs, to play anything. So it's just, it's kind of like, maybe, no, yes, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Maybe I should play, I played bass yesterday a little bit, but just doing the scales to loosen up my fingers. That was it. I don't even plug it in. So tech oil, I don't know. It's nothing. Nothing in tech. Because it's all the same. Because it's boring. I think I said that like a month ago. Things going to start to get boring. Because it's being repeated. Everything's being repeated. And it's been doing this thing. And then it's overly done. Like something new comes out. Everybody just in on it. And just in the ruins. The flavor, like NFTs, it's, the flavor is ruined. It's totally ruined. I mean, yeah, you can get this thing here and there. Okay. And Spark Gaming, Isabel Art, and people who spend their really long time to do art. It just, yeah, you suck. Like my stuff's too old. It's too traditional. So kids don't want that. It's one of those crazy anime stuff. Something related to them, right? And you gotta promote, of course. But everything's about this metaverse. So I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm looking at things here and there. Do they offer, when you get these things, do they offer anything of value coming back? Like, say, you buy this NFT, you get a t-shirt sent to you. Or you get this something else. Say, oh, you get this QR code, you can claim your prize. Or something. There's no tangible thing except it's virtual. And I think eventually people will get caught on. Like, oh. Or some people did it. It's like, yeah, we promised this and never delivered. That happens a lot. So this is all PR stuff. Or public relations. And customer service. And I wish a lot of people would learn that when they create these things. Customer service, right? Got to do it right. Fortunately, I was, even though it wasn't my job, but since the company, one of the companies I worked for, nobody wanted to do their job. They just want to play video. The game. You, they play the solitaire all day. So that's their job. They don't want to do their job. So I took it. So, all right, fine. I'll do it. So I learned how to do public relations a little bit. I learned how to do the customer service, something, you know, fun stuff out. I did IT for both PC and Mac, even though I'm not an IT person. The driving, dealer, we had to go to photo shoot, so I drove the van, company van, to studios and drop off stuff, pick up stuff. Which I forgot. It's been so long, I was like, oh my god, I used to drive that thing. I don't even remember. Hey, guess what? This is how it is. You guys don't want to do it? I'll do it. The purchasing too. Spec out. I think that's when the big guy is like, hey, why are you doing this? And then call everybody, every head. I'm sure they look at me like, but hey, every head of the company department came in and yelled at him. I don't care. It's like, hey, you hate me. I don't care. At that time, I'm just, hey, this, I thought it was my job. You said it's my job, so I thought it was my job. It's like, meh. It's like, hey, well, then do your job. Do a job. Don't complain. Don't tell somebody else. That's your department. That's your department's issue. It's like, what the hell? Everyone though. It's like, that's what department. We don't do Mac. We don't do Mac. I'm like, okay, I'm the Mac guy. Eventually they did. They had to learn. It's just not. And the people who work there, the people who left, and talk about it, it's like, yeah, it's a mess. It's like, I know that. Nobody wants to do the job. Like, why? No, it's like, they say, why would they work there? It's like, I don't care. It's like, I learned something from scratch. Now I can start a company if I really wanted to. I can hire the right people. Do the right things. And make sure they do the work. If they don't, you're out. Bye. Get out. That's it. Okay. So, anything else? I don't know. About 40 minutes. Okay. Cliff, Cliff had something, but all that stuff, whatever. Even the esoteric stuff, I'm just, yeah. What a May 4th today it is. It's supposed to be like, oh, yeah, like, no, we don't, just chill out, have a beer, have a coffee, yeah, anything, just, I have some Madeline cookies and just, yeah, lay back. That, this time is that kind of fourth, you know. Gonna watch Star Wars? No, don't need that. Why? Why need? Why watch Star Wars? Who cares? I did start watching Star Wars last week. So, and there's another funny thing about our world. Our consciousness is the anniversary things. Things they do at anniversary every year at a certain time. So unconsciously, I was watching Star Wars. Like, why is all of a sudden I like to watch the whole thing, whole saga? It was like, oh, May the 4th. Like today I realized, oh, May the 4th. It's an anniversary thing. Amazing. Just like everything else, like holidays and certain things. When holiday comes, all of a sudden, like, yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people don't like it. I like it. Like Christmas music, start thinking about Christmas, start whistling, humming Christmas music. That's an anniversary thing. Right? Just like certain type of food, like when summer comes, like around this time, when summer's coming, I stop eating certain foods. It's like, there's no need for it. Sorry, other food. Or lighter. The temperature's warming up and changes too, but it's conscious. It's an anniversary thing. It's always been, and there are the yearling ones, then there's the, well, I don't know if it's monthly, but there's yearling ones, and there's like decades, two decades, certain things. Like every certain amount of years you get this. Like every fourth year we get the election things, right? So every time, just before the election, something happens. With the psyche, everybody's psyche. And also the media is doing it. So it's kind of like, pretty interesting when you get into it, very deep end of it. Wow. I didn't know. I was going to do that. I didn't know I was going to talk that. Then the whole thing goes over and then just the silence part coming back down. That's anniversary too. You can see the stock market doing this thing. You can see the whole world's doing certain things. It's just like there's a flow. And it's pretty much similar until something else happens. Catastrophic, or something totally different. Just wondering when we go to the next age, which we're in transition of right now, would those anniversary things change? You know, I thought about that. I was just like, no, maybe not. No. It's the first, I guess for me, for anybody, we get to witness the transition of the previous old school stuff to the new stuff. It's just like, cool. Then you got new habits to learn the following decades to come. What is it? I don't know. Maybe we have to go farming by ourselves. We're going to farm our own farms, my own land, grow your own food. Maybe we'll come back. Who knows? Or maybe a lot of us would be like, let's fill in the blanks. We're going to learn everything from scratch. Manufacturing. Scratch. Everything from scratch. Why not? Right? You should learn a skill anyway. I have skills. Yes. But I like to learn more skills. It's always something else there. Out there. Get to learn, and it's more exciting than just staring at this stupid blue screen all day. I mean, you can learn skills here too, but it's not the same. It's not as fun. I think people will realize that in the years to come. They'll realize it's much more fun when we're out doing things. I'm talking about the people who are on the screen all the time, 24/7. Take a walk outside. It's like, ooh, do something skillful in the outside, on the outside, or in the outside, or out the outside. Do things outside the screen. Then they're going to realize, wow, this is cool. We got a really cool stuff around the world. Yeah. Okay. Cars? I'm looking at cars. It's just, yeah, whatever. Nothing biggie. So, I think this is it. Have a wonderful day. May the fourth be with you. I have to do the Yoda. May the fourth be with you. Dude, why do you sound like a boomer? Like, maybe I'm like half a boomer. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, perfect timing. With the sun track. Well, maybe not. Oh, I don't have a sound on there. Well, that's weird. So today is silence. You didn't hear the soundtrack, Star Wars soundtracks. Let me see if I can correct that right now before I go. Oh, here we go. Yeah, so have a beautiful day, a beautiful, excellent day, and maybe beautiful be with you. Don't get stuck on a blue screen. That's what Yoda said. Don't get stuck on a blue screen. Go on, do something. Yeah, just have a wonderful day. If you like Star Wars, just watch movies, listen to music. And don't pretend you have a force, because you haven't. There is, there's a force, but it takes practice. And if you did it wrong, oops, karma. Yeah. So be careful if you're going to try. Other than that, have a wonderful day. And I'll be back on Friday. See ya. Wait, I'll let the music go. I'll change the EQ too. And don't forget to tip the timpani guy. You got it, huh? You hear me? Don't forget to tip the timpani guy. Ciao.